This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
What I want to talk about right now is this upcoming second half, which is not really a second half, but the section of games after the All-Star break against a Chicago Cubs team who is 18 games over 500, 57-39. After that, you have a Philadelphia Phillies team that has been right near the top of the National League East. I believe they're on top of it right now. Yes, by a half game, they're up above the Mets, but them and the Mets have been kind of flip-flopping all year, going back and forth. It's been a pretty fun race so far in the NL East. And for the Cubs and Brewers, that's been fun in the Central, too. That's two divisions right there with two very strong teams at the top of them. Teams that are nearly 20 games over 500, you know, or not 20, but like nearly 15 games over 500. And the Cubs are almost 20. And then you got the Dodgers, another team that's 19 games over 500. And who has had less of a fall down, drag out fight in their division, but between the Padres and the Giants, who have cooled off lately, but have been good this year, as have the Padres, that's still a three-horse race. And those teams are not going to be, it's not like you have in the Phillies, Cubs, or Dodgers, a team that can take their foot off the gas at any point. Yeah, they're probably going to be playoff teams no matter what, but if they want to stay out of that wild card and they want to be playing, you know, in the ALDS, then they are going to have to, they're going to have to maintain what they're doing. And there's no room for them to, you know, think that they, wow, we got this 20-game lead over the second-place team. No, no, no. No, you don't. And you shouldn't act that way. The Chicago Cubs are a plus 119 run differential. That is the best in baseball. That is 50 runs better than the Dodgers. That is 8 better than the Yankees. It is the best in baseball. It is surprising to see that. But they score a ton of runs, and they have a good pitching staff. And between Pete Crow Armstrong and Suzuki and the guys in that lineup, Tucker and everybody else, that is a force to be reckoned with, that team over there at Wrigley Field. I think that the Cubs are a very trendy World Series pick in the National League right now. But I don't think that it's misguided. I think they absolutely should be. They're that kind of team. Dodgers are a more flashy team, obviously. They have bigger stars. Mets and the Phillies, you can say, have bigger stars too. But I don't think they're really any better than the Cubs. I don't know that there's a team in the league, really, that's better than the Cubs. So that's who you start off against. And then you go to the Phillies, a team that has been really, really strong in just about all phases. A team that can score a lot of runs, and when certain guys are on the mound, is a very strong pitching staff as well. And the Dodgers, I don't have to tell you about the Dodgers. We all know about the Dodgers. The Red Sox right now, with a 10-game win streak, have got to be feeling confident. They've got to be feeling like, hey, we are capable of doing this. We didn't do it for 2.5 months, but now we're showing the world and ourselves that we're capable of sustained success. And then they come upon the All-Star break. They come back against very good teams after having played some pretty lousy ones for the most part here at the end of the first half. The Rays aren't lousy, but the Rockies certainly are. The Nationals certainly are. I don't think the Reds are lousy, but they're not a good team. They're certainly not a contending team in that NL Central with the, you know, Cubs and the Brewers. But it's going to be a bit of a culture shock, I think. I think there is going to be a little bit of, oh, okay, back to reality, back to playing Major League Baseball here. Oh, and yeah, now we're playing like the really good teams. You know, now our pitchers are going to have to do what they've been doing. And I don't have any doubt that Crochet can go out there and spin gems against all three of those teams. But I do have some doubts about Brian Baio doing it. I do have some doubts about Giolito. And as we heard from Chris Cotillo, the Red Sox believe that the trio of Crochet, Giolito, and Brian Baio is good enough to be a playoff, the top of a playoff rotation. That doesn't mean they're not going to do anything and that they're going to go into the playoffs with those three, but it does sort of lay the foundation a little bit for that to happen and for everybody to say, well, that's what we thought, you know. We did need help in the rotation, and we got it in the form of Charlie Morton, and he's going to be great as our number 4 or 5 starter. But we felt that those with those top three, we didn't have to go out there for Daniel Cabrera. We didn't have to go out there for Joe Ryan. We didn't have to really make that kind of effort. Mitch Keller, another one of these potential starters who could have been Crochet's running mate or something close to that as the number 2 starter on this team. We felt that we were good in that regard, and so we went in this other direction instead. And I really hope that that's not what they're doing. And that's not really even a shot at Giolito or Baio, because I think those guys are pretty good. You know, I mean, I don't think this is coming out of nowhere. I think Giolito has reinvented himself. And Brian Baio is a guy who we've always been waiting for him to go through stretches like this. We've waited for years for him to have over a month of this strong of a, you know, series of quality starts before. It's very rare to see that in his resume.
Between the two, who do you have more faith in can keep up or at least be near the pace that they were entering the break between Giolito and Baio?
Giolito is better. The pace that they were on, I would say Baio, just because Giolito was lights out. I mean, he was one of the best starters in the league over the last, you know, 7 weeks. And I don't think he's going to continue to be that. Who's going to continue to be, like, good? I think Giolito's probably, just based on, like, his build and everything, I think that he has the tools to be better, but if who's going to be closer to what they are right now? Probably Baio. Because he hasn't been as good as Giolito, and what Giolito's doing, I think, is less sustainable than what Baio's doing. Baio's a 26-year-old starting pitcher. He should be able to go 6 innings most of his starts. He shouldn't be getting pulled in the 5th. Every single night, like he was in June and in May, which was ridiculous. They started letting him go deeper into games. It was the right move. He's responded well to it. That's something that I think is if this team does go far, you're going to look back at the Baio stuff, at, you know, sort of his transformation at the Giolito thing and all of that, and that's going to be either testaments to him, testaments to Alex Cora, Craig Breslow, or Andrew Bailey. I don't know. But a lot of people are going to take credit for that. I'll tell you that for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. Nine games. Three teams. The three best teams in the National League, arguably. If they, and by they I mean upper management, were not convinced that buying big at the deadline was the way to go, are these nine games going to sway them one way or the other? Could these nine games talk them out of it? I still am kind of paranoid about that. I still am a little bit antsy about that. Because last year, they were 10 games over 500 at the break. And by the time they got to the trade deadline, they were five games. Oh, we did this last night. I forget the exact number. They were four or five games over. So they lost ground. But they were still a team in the hunt. And they basically gave up on that deadline. Paxton, Jansen, and a couple of bum relievers. And the team fell apart like it had been doing for the previous three seasons in August and September. If you're a fan of this team, if you have been watching this team, if you're, you know, living and dying with every one of these games like we all are, then you're still probably a little traumatized from last year and the last couple of years and the way that they just completely imploded. And the way that even when they seemed like they had things going for them and they were pulling in the right direction, like last year when they went on that great streak and ended up 10 games over 500, which they're not even right now, by the way. They did not have a 10-game win streak, but they were 10 games over 500, which this team this year has never been. Never. I hope they get there at some point, but they've never been that this year. So a couple of losses here and there, and you're right back around 500. Is that going to scare off John Henry? Is that going to scare off Sam Kennedy? Is Craig Breslow going to be programmed to not go aggressively at the deadline? Are they going to dial back his sliders? I don't know. We'll see. But the fact that I still feel as though that hasn't been determined yet, like that's not set in stone yet, scary. I think that's scary to me.
I kind of feel like Breslow is, he's bought it, like he wants to make those moves.
At sure
least,
he does.
I mean, like, you're not going to say all the stuff he's been saying in the past month or so about, like, we still think we can add, we think we can win more with Devers, and then just absolutely do nothing. I mean, I shouldn't be shocked because they could do that because of the past couple of years, but Breslow is someone, if you're saying those comments and you don't do it, you're going to be made to look like a fool. So I think
absolutely.
I'm okay.
He wouldn't be
Breslow.
The first guy in the front office to be made to look like a fool because of inaction by the owner and the ownership group.
That happens all the time.
That's
the thing. Breslow, I'm cool with. Everyone above him, that's where my concerns, just like you, lie.
Yeah. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. What's the number, Red Sox fans? What do you want to see? What's the bare minimum? Is there one? If they go 0-9, do you still want them to add at the deadline? I kind of do, you know? I mean, like, they hate to see him go 0-9, obviously. That would suck. But even if they did, I'd still like to see him try and get proactive about fixing it or getting back to where they were before this break.
Because it was like that 10-game winning streak was the defined line of, like, okay, no matter what you do in the second half leading up to the deadline, you have to buy some way, somehow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.